If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Hanson joins us now, the host of Your Money Matters at 6, Monday through Thursday night here on WGN, and also the host of the Block Club Chicago podcast. We've got some extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John, good morning. Let's talk about this proposal to change Chicago's sanctuary city rules.
Yeah, we've been through this story before a couple times. A couple efforts have brought up and been failed to change the sanctuary city rules, as you mentioned, the welcoming city ordinance, as it's been called. But Alderman Ray Lopez, Silvana Tavares out of the 23rd Ward and 15th Ward, they filed an amendment last week that would say essentially if you have been arrested or convicted of a crime and you're an undocumented immigrant, maybe a gang-related crime or drugs or human trafficking, something along those lines, that then you would be susceptible to being connected with ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Right now, the city doesn't essentially work with that department and the federal government to alert them, essentially, that, hey, we have an undocumented immigrant that's been arrested for potentially causing a crime. There's a lot of Fourth Amendment back and forth. This has gone through the courts many times, whether ICE can hold immigrants even if they haven't been convicted of a crime, right? If they've just been accused of a crime or arrested for a crime. So this is going to come up in the city council meeting tomorrow. If it is passed, it would allow those police officials to work with federal agents. But we've seen these issues come up in the past to try and end this welcome city ordinance. They've all failed up till now, but we'll see if things have changed. The winds have changed a little bit here approaching the Trump administration.
Yeah, we'll know after Wednesday's city council meeting, as you suggest. I was not aware of our professional pickleball team, but apparently it's one of the best in the nation, isn't it?
I was barely aware of pickleball a couple years ago, Bob, but here we are. Yes, the Chicago Slice, which, what a great team name, by the way. That's a good one. They are now among the best in the nation. They're a four-member, they're a co-ed team in this league. They just formed last year and they're already rising the ranks. They are heading into the 2025 season fresh off Major League Pickleball's Premier Division. Yes, this is like how they do soccer in Europe, where there are divisions, and if you're in the lower parts of the divisions, the following year you're kicked out of the league to the minor leagues, and if you're in the top of the minor leagues, you move up to the major leagues. I think people get how that works, but it's a four-person team. They're rocking it, they're rolling it, and they are now one of the best in the country.
I'm sticking to tennis. Thank you. We had on the news the report about that Humboldt Park coyote, and the video of this incident is all over social media now, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. This was on Monday, yesterday morning. Police officers responding to the call of a coyote stuck inside an Aldi refrigerated area at 800 North Kedzie. I think what made the video so suspenseful is you see the police officers trying to get something out of the refrigerated area, but you don't see what it is to the last moment, and then it's a, you think maybe a squirrel or something, and out comes this coyote, and animal care and control, they were on the scene, and they say they safely removed the coyote. The coyote is fine. No injuries were reported. But it reminded our friend Seamus Toomey of an incident 17 years ago, Bob. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a coyote captured inside a downtown Quiznos shop in April of 2007. And that was as we were just starting to get what viral was on the internet. But it was one of our first viral animal stories. And, it was a coyote that was just wandering through the Quiznos there that was caught on cell phone video at the time. We did a little deeper dive into why these coyotes are being spotted more. I think we've done stories here on WGN as well about how they're becoming a little bolder, right? And they're walking more into our city. This is thanks in part to large efforts to revitalize the wildlife and the communities around us in terms of green space and all that. But we also are approaching coyote mating season, so everyone beware of that. They're a little bit more bold around this time of year in the early winter months, January and February. So, I don't know. I don't know. I like, you know, Aldi's got some low prices. I get why he's there shopping a little bit. It's a good little deal.
I don't remember the Quizno story, but I would question Seamus Toomey as to why he recalls that. I think that's cause for concern. And quickly, before we get to the 7:30 news from everywhere, John, on the podcast, on the Block Club podcast, you're dealing with quantum computing, is that right?
No, I had to find an expert to explain what the heck it is, and I barely still understood it. But yes, quantum computing coming to the South Side at the old U.S. Steel site. I chatted with Maxwell Evans, our South Side reporter, about what this means. If Chicago's going to be the hub for a major new technological field, that could be huge. One that's great for the city, but what happens to the neighbors and the neighbors that have been there for a long, long time? We've seen neighborhoods change when new technology comes in, so we talked about Maxwell with that. And then I talked with a graduate student who's doing their PhD in quantum mechanics to explain what the heck it is. It's our Block Club Chicago podcast that's up right now.
BlockClubChicago.org for more. John Hansen, thank you. Have a good day.
You too, my friend.